Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Blake Lindsay, welcoming you to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. We are so glad to have you right here today. Mr. Ziegler is going to talk about marriage and the importance of the wedding vows. You know what? Even if you're not married, I believe you'll enjoy hearing this one. So let's listen to Mr. Ziegler together, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Got a couple of close friends, James and Juanel Teague. These people decided that they wanted to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary by saying their vows again. They asked me if I would participate in an unofficial ceremony. Well, I'm not privileged to conduct marriage ceremonies, and so since this was unofficial, I said, well, that'll be okay, but you know, I decided I was going to take this very seriously. In my studies, and I spend an average of nearly 3 hours a day and have for over 18 years, at what makes people tick, what success is about, how you achieve it, how you get all of the things in life you really want out of life. And I've come to the inescapable conclusion that trust is the foundation upon which every good relationship is built. Between the husband and the wife, if there's that trust, you can build on it. Between the employer and the employee, if there is trust, you can build on it. Between the salesperson and the prospect, if there is that trust, and statistically, I'm not just expressing an opinion, we've got the documentation that the reason a prospect buys is not because of what the person tells them or shows them, but what the person tells them and shows them, which they believe. So trust is important. I wanted to share with James and Juanel with a lot of the factors involved there, and so I produced a covenant and entitled it One Love Shared by Two. The dictionary says that a covenant is a solemn agreement, it's a compact, the promises of God as recorded in the Bible. Now, what I'm going to do with you is share with you, because this really is significant. We, James and Juanel, have chosen to become one. We individually and jointly pledge to respect, encourage, and support each other as individuals. We further agree to ensure the success, happiness, and permanence of our marriage by keeping the promises stated in our marriage vows and in the sacred covenant. Understanding that marriage is under attack and the family is in trouble, we promise to demonstrate to the world that a truly committed husband and wife with God's help, can have a beautiful marriage and grow in love for one another in the process. Accepting the fact that God is the author of success in marriage and believing the best way to stay in His will is to stay in His Word, we agree to seek His will and direction every day by reading the Bible and humbling ourselves before Him in prayer. Because God specifically promises, "For them that honor me, I will honor," we solemnly promise to honor God in every phase of our individual lives as well as in our life together. Knowing that the fellowship of believers gives encouragement to individuals and support to the family structure, we agree to make a maximum effort to attend worship services together each week. Believing that marriage is ordained and blessed by God, we pledge our love and faithfulness to Him and to each other, being aware of the frailties of man and recognizes the probability of falling short of this lofty objective, we further pledge to love, honor, and forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has loved, honored, and forgiven us. We thank God for bringing us together and ask Him in His providence to keep His hand on our marriage and to heal any hurts we inflict upon one another. Because we now more completely commit this marriage to Jesus Christ, our faith assures us that under His watch care, the best is yet to be. We reverently enter this sacred covenant because we know these pledges and procedures will completely assure greater happiness and permanence of our one love shared by two.
Obviously, I believe that our vows, which are our commitments, are extraordinarily important. I laughingly tell people on occasion that some people are about as committed as a kamikaze pilot on his 39th mission. Well, all that to say that commitments and vows are extremely important. The marriage vows could well be the most important vows that we will ever undertake. Some people do write their own vows. I've read some beautiful ones written by a couple, and they read them to each other in the marriage ceremony. But if it's a Christian marriage, most of the times the vows are fairly well covered. I am periodically privileged to witness a wedding like that, and it always brings joy to my heart and life to watch and listen to those vows that that young couple make to each other. Now, what they should also do is have a recording made of those vows, and in today's high-tech society, it's so easy to do. And then I believe they should listen to those vows, which they made that day over and over. I would say at the end of 6 months, I would have them get together and listen to them and have each other ask, "How am I doing, honey, with you? How are you doing with me?" And if they do that, that keeps that reminder there. Then at the end of the year, then in 2 years, I would write them out longhand or print them out or put it on the computer and have it produce them. And I would memorize those vows and I would repeat those vows on a regular basis. When you do that, it keeps them fresh in your mind. It stabilizes and secures that marriage. Yes, I do believe in vows. They're very important.
How about you? Do you believe the commitments you make are important? I bet you do. Is there some way you can show the one you love today how you honor them? Think of something you can do that says, "I am here for the long haul. I am committed to you." You will be the better for it, and I guarantee you'll have a more enjoyable time with your spouse because of your actions. I am so excited about a way that you can truly live your life to the fullest. It's our newest product called the Ziegler Vault. I'll take just a minute to tell you what's up on the web. The Vault includes all of Zig's best audio and video materials. It's for you to access wherever and whenever you want to for a monthly subscription of $14.97. You can listen and watch whatever topic you want to learn more about, as well as download your favorites. Weekly, we are adding new information and new speakers. You're certainly welcome to call me for more information, 972-383-3268. You can also find some good help at ZieglerVault.com. I'm Blake Lindsay, and I sure enjoyed visiting with you today. Now go live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. inspiring true performance.